Some inner varsity students were on site when a gunman opened fire last week. I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On today's broadcast, our stories come from student ministries, both college and seminary. Whether it's responding to trauma or preparing to spread the gospel in the Middle East, find your place in the stories on Mission Network News. The recent mass shooting at a country music bar in Thousand Oaks, California, claimed the lives of 12 people. Since then, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship USA is responding to traumatized college students. Some of their own were there during the attack. We talked with Greg Howe, InterVarsity's Director of External Relations.
They were students from Cal State Channel Islands, so we know of 7 or 8 students who were there. What happened a day or two after the shooting doubled down on the sense of trauma because the campus was closed due to the wildfires that were approaching campus. And so because of that multiplicity of issues, InterVarsity's response to campus crisis and to trauma then takes on a number of different aspects.
InterVarsity is available to students who need to pray with someone on campus.
We also planned at Cal State Channel Islands a prayer walk around the campus the next day. And so that moves us from responsive prayer to declaring as you walk with one another and as you invite people to join you that in the space of that trauma, we still believe Jesus Christ is present.
Howe says as Christians, we can trust in the power of prayer. So please pray for those affected by the shooting and the wildfires in California to sense God's peace. And a new but familiar face is advocating for unreached people groups. Mark Kordick has a long history with Christian nonprofits, including this one.
I love the fact that Mission Network News is focused on encouraging people to pray for the news. I remember 25 years ago being part of Cedarville University's radio network, and we discussed that very idea as an outcome of what we were trying to do in the newsroom. I was attracted to this organization because they have the same heartbeat.
Kordick recently became the advancement director for the Alliance for the Unreached.
The role is representing them in the media and seeking strategic international partners, whether they be churches or ministries or prayer networks that are focused on the unreached.
The Alliance for the Unreached wants to get the North American Church involved in the Great Commission. More than 2 billion people lack access to Jesus and his good news. That's changing, though, and you can be part of the movement.
You know, this is the fastest acceleration of worldwide discipleship toward unreached people groups in the history of the church.
And Arab Baptist Theological Seminary students are returning to Lebanon from their breaks and have plenty of ministry stories to tell. ABTS's Lo'ulwa El-Malouf.
At the end of academic year, we have the students who graduate. They return to their communities and countries to start their ministries. And at the same time, students who complete the first and second years at ABTS, they also go back home. They get some time to rest, and they also delve deep into ministries in their communities and with their churches.
Some students had enrolled in an ABTS International Peacebuilding Conference to learn how to launch peace initiatives in their country and neighborhoods, and they shared how it impacted their work.
One of the students, he shared that he was able to put up 14 sessions and he created 2 groups due to all that he learned from his experience. And he said that this helped him a lot in building relations with people who were from different faiths.
ABTS students primarily come from low-income households, support students through prayer and sponsorship so they can continue making a gospel impact in their own backyards. Read more ministry stories from ABTS students at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World offers the free book Learn the Bible in a Year to help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get yours at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. To listen on demand or in your daily flash briefing, just search your Alexa app for Mission Network News. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.